It's Wednesday, August 8th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Planned Parenthood abortion chain is planning a massive offensive to defeat President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, for fear that he will help overturn Roe v. Wade, reports Life News. Kelly Robinson of Planned Parenthood Action Fund said abortion supporters will participate in more than 100 actions this week while senators are on recess, including voter education, letter writing, and phone banking to target key senators, especially in Maine, Alaska, and Nevada. Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Rights Action League have bought full-page ads in the Portland Press Herald and Bangor Daily News in Maine, urging Republican Senator Susan Collins to vote against Kavanaugh. Major technology companies, including Apple, Facebook, and YouTube, deleted years of content from conservative conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his InfoWars platforms over allegations of hate speech, a sudden clampdown that is fueling the growing debate over how big tech companies choose to censor, reports the Jamestown Sun. InfoWars.com has been among the top 5 or 10 news feeds. Alex Jones could barely contain himself.
CNN, MSNBC, the rest of the dying news system like the New York Times and the Washington Post, they can't allow something like InfoWars with a fraction of the crew or the money to be ranked higher than them on iTunes or on YouTube. And so their answer is have CNN, the New York Times, BuzzFeed and all these other corrupt organizations openly lobby for us to be removed and then organize their listeners, their viewers, to then go mass flag us in the community guidelines, which again is something out of 1984 or a Kafka novel where you don't even know what you've supposedly done. You can't face your accusers. Then you get defamed by the claims of the big tech giants when they ban you.
The backlash was swift, with Jones saying in a text message to the Washington Post Monday morning that the removal of his shows amounted to an assault against, quote, the First Amendment in this country as we know it. You sold the country out, and now you're going to pay for it, end quote. Hundreds of firefighters hailing from Australia and New Zealand have been shipped into California to assist crews in fighting one of the largest blazes in the state's history, reports FaithWire. The Miami Herald released a chilling 30-second video recorded by the Parkland, Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz before he began his murderous rampage. Listen for his reference to AR, meaning automatic rifle.
All right, so here's the plan. I'm going to go take an Uber in the afternoon before 2:40. From there, I'll go into the school campus, walk up the stairs, load my bags, and get my AR and shoot people down at the main courtyard. I'll wait, and people will die.
Hours after he shot and killed 17 people, Cruz sat in a Broward Sheriff's police interrogation room, blaming the demon in his head. When Broward Detective John Curcio asked him, quote, what does it tell you to do, end quote, Cruz said, quote, burn, kill, destroy, end quote. John 8:44 says, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Christian author Randy Alcorn, author of Heaven, revealed that he met privately with the Shack author William Paul Young and discussed Young's portrayal of God as a woman in one form and his embrace of universalism, the notion that profession of faith in Jesus Christ alone is not the key to eternal life, reports the Christian Post. Alcorn said in a blog post last week that they met together face to face to no avail as Alcorn addressed the theological problems with the Shack. Young also made news this week for the 3-month affair he had with his wife's best friend, which will be portrayed in a new docudrama called The Heart of Man. According to the Freedom Forum Institute's annual State of the First Amendment survey, it looks like a shocking number of Americans are unfamiliar with their First Amendment rights, reports the Independent Journal Review. Of the more than 1,000 people surveyed, only one person was able to name all 5 First Amendment rights. A whopping 40%, however, could not name any, Among those who could name one or a few, the right to freedom of speech was the most commonly remembered, with 56% of respondents being able to list it. The other rights did not fare so well, however, with just 15% of respondents naming freedom of religion, 13% naming freedom of the press, 12% naming freedom of peaceful assembly, and a measly 2% naming the freedom to petition the government. Sadly, an American Airlines cleaning crew found a recently delivered 5 to 6 month old baby in the toilet of a plane lavatory as the aircraft sat in a hangar at LaGuardia Airport yesterday, reports NBC New York. The plane had landed at the Queens Hub from Charlotte, North Carolina. Melinda Rubin, who had suffered from various medical problems during her lifetime, was advised by her doctors to have an abortion when she became pregnant. But the heroic mother said she would not abort her baby to save her own life, reports Life News. Tragically, Rubin was 23 weeks into her pregnancy when she suffered a fatal stroke. When they discovered that the baby was still alive, 4 different hospitals refused to allow Rubin's family to take her to their facilities in order to attempt to save her baby. Thankfully, St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center in Boise, Idaho, agreed to take her, and doctors were successful in saving her baby Christopher's life, who entered the world at 1 pound, 1 ounce. On Friday, July 13th, Christopher was released from the hospital and went home with his family. John 15:13 describes the late Melinda Rubin beautifully. "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." You can send diapers, clothes, financial donations, or cards to baby Christopher Rubin at an address in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, August 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.